الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أنفقتم من شيء فهو يخلفه وهو خير الرازقين صدق الله العظيم. My most honorable brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters at home, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ يُصْبِحُ الْعِبَادُ فِيهِ إِلَّا مَلَكَانِ يَنْزِلَانِ. Every single day, when man rises in the morning, then two angels descend. Every single day, when man rises in the morning, two angels descend. Both of them make a supplication. One of the angels says, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Wallah, the one who is going to spend in your path, the one who is going to be generous, the one who is going to give some charity, the one who is going to take care of the needy and the poor, wallah, he will be taking out money. So he will be spending money from his wealth. Wallah, whatever he spends from his wealth, wallah, you substitute him with more. So the person is giving, and Allah is going to give a khalaf. Khalaf means a substitute. And the other supplicates, Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa. Wallah, the one who is hoarding, who is a miser, despite seeing the needs of people around him, he has the means to give them. He has the means of being charitable. He could be generous if he wished to be so. But he opts to be a miser. Mumsik. He hoards his wealth. Oh Allah, destroy his wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, مَا نَقَسَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّن مَالٍ وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزًّا وَمَا تَوَضَعَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. That sadaqah, when you give charity, when you take out money, and you spend from your possessions, this will not decrease your wealth. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Outwardly, it seems as though your money is decreasing. But in the eyes of Allah, Allah will give you much more. Allah will replace you. The balance of the money that you have, Allah will create such barakah in it, that you will have much more than what you possess. وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ. And a person, when he forgives his fellow brother for the wrong he has done to him, and the person asks for forgiveness, and you forgive him, you pardon him, Allah gives you honor. Allah increases you in honor. And whenever a person is humble for the sake of Allah, he has tawadu', then Allah elevates his position. So sadaqah, we are not talking about the zakat that is obligatory. Besides that, a person who spends on those avenues or in those avenues where there is a dire need, people are starving, people are requiring some assistance, and they are genuine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises those people who spends in his path. In the third juz of the Holy Quran, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. The gist of all these verses, what does it mean? When a person sows one seed of corn, one seed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that one seed of corn grow forth. It grows, and each corn has 7 ears. And each ear of the corn has in turn 100 seeds and grains. In other words, the one seed that you are growing, it is multiplied into many, many more seeds and you will harvest a huge crop. When a person, a farmer knows that this one seed is so valuable, is going to yield so much of crop, I'm going to get so much of profit, so he will make sure that every single seed bears that the fruit of what he is trying to reap. In the exact same manner, if you and I only understand the value, the reward of giving a single penny in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 1 cent in the path of Allah, 1 rand in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is increased. Allah increases it. It's not a normal person, human being increasing. No. You and I, if we are told to increase our kindness on some person, we will come to a certain limit. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is increasing, knows no limits. Allah stretches the full. Allah multiplies that one little charity that you gave in his path to 700 times. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Allah increases it manifold. Manifold. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to understand this, Rasulullah mentioned, and this comes in Bukhari and Muslim, مَن تَصَدَّقَ بِعِدْلِ تَمْرَةٍ. A person gives just one date, one kajur, one date in the path of Allah. He gives a needy person. From مِن كَسْبِ طِيبٍ, from halal. That's the important condition. It must be from halal source. From halal livelihood, not from haram. Allah does not accept haram. Allah accepts only that which is pure. Allah accepts that which is halal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yataqabbaluha Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah accepts that charity you give. One date. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nurtures this date. In other words, Allah grows this date in size. Kama yurabbi ahadukum faluwahu. To understand, especially in the time of the Arabs, they loved horses and they would nurture the horses, the baby horse, the foal. And they would nurture it, they will nurse it, they will look after it, they will care for it. They knew the value of this horse when it's going to grow. Until it becomes a stallion, becomes a mare, becomes a strong horse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nurtures his one date. Allah increases it in size, it grows and it grows and grows. Hatta tasira kal jabal. Until it becomes as huge as a mountain. In other words, it is as though you give charity not one date, but you give charity equivalent to an entire mountain. One hadith, Rasulullah says, مِثْلَ أُحُدْ, like the mountain of Uhud. My respected brothers and elders, the virtues of charity, the virtues of sadaqah. A person who gives sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves him from the fire of Jahannam. مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانٌ. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lengthy hadith in which he says that every single one of us will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all alone, singly before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is going to question us. This is the hisab we talk about, the day of reckoning. And there will be no other person intervening, no person coming in between, no person even acting as interpreter before him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will speak direct to Allah. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانٌ. He will look at his right and he will see whatever good deeds he may have sent. He looks at his left, he sees all the evil deeds. He looks ahead of him, he sees Jahannam in front of him. He sees whatever he has sent forward and he just sees فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارَ تِلْقَأَ وَجْهِ. He sees the blazing fire of Jahannam. Can you imagine the pitiable condition of anyone who is in that state where he does not have good deeds in the day of Qiyamah? All around him, he's surrounded by his bad deeds, and in front now is the fire of Jahannam. What will save him? In the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, اتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam by giving in charity, even if it means you're giving half a date. Half a date. Not even an entire date. This one half a date, a piece of a date, can actually save you from the fire of Jahannam. Imagine a person who gives much more.
Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ صَدَقَةَ تُطْفِئُ الْخَطِيئَةِ صَدَقَة. By discharging sadaqa, it wipes off your sins. تُطْفِئُ غَضَبَ الرَّبِّ. It extinguishes the wrath of Allah. The anger of Allah becomes extinguished when you give sadaqa. وَتَدْفَعُ مِيتَةَ السُّوءِ. Allah wards off, by you giving this sadaqa, Allah wards off an evil death. A bad death. Who wants to die a bad death? Everyone wishes to die a beautiful, peaceful death. In a good condition. Such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be pleased with you. So, sadaqa tadfa'u mitata su'. And another hadith, tasuddu sab'ina babam min as-su'. It closes off 70 doors of evil that you may have become embroiled in. That one sadaqah you gave, it actually saves you. It closes the doors, 70 doors. Sab'ina baban. And it saves you from falling into any calamity. You give some sadaqah, baqiru bi sadaqah. Rasulullah mentioned, baqiru bi sadaqah. Spend generously. Hasten with sadaqah. Why? Because fa'inna al-bala'a la yatakhatta'ah. فَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَا يَتَخَطَّاهَا. If any musibah, if any calamity, if any harm was going to afflict you, it was coming down towards you, you gave sadaqah. The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This sadaqah will repel this musibah. It will push away this calamity from you. And this calamity will not be able to surpass the sadaqah and reach you. You'll be safe from this calamity. تزيد في العمر. It increases your lifespan. Ulama explain, how does it increase your lifespan? Allah will give you barakah in the lifespan that Allah has decreed for you. Whatever your lifespan was decreed for you, what Allah had destined for you in this world, 60 years, 70 years, but you will see such blessings, such barakah, as though you were given much more life in this world. وَتَثْنِي الْفَقْرَ. Imagine, sadaqah actually removes poverty from a person. What does our mind tell us? What does our heart tell us? The opposite. But Allah is telling you, contrary to what our minds and our hearts tell us. Why? Because we are, or we become victims of the insinuations of shaitan. You see, shaitan does not want us to gain the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran says, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. Shaitan scares you of poverty. He don't give, don't give. Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi, in his Tafsir al-Kabir, he mentions the explanation to this. Shaitan will say, لَا تُنْفِقْ الْجَيِّدْ مِنْ مَالِكَ. You see all the good, the precious, the superior quality of wealth you have, don't spend from there. That what you're not using, that what is stale now, that which is worn out, give that in charity. So the person, he says, yes, makes sense. What is good, I won't spare that. I won't give that. I'd rather keep that for myself. And what I'm not using at all was worn out. Let me give that to the poor. The moment this thought comes into the person, the shaitan sees, now my trick is working. I am able to manipulate this person's thoughts and mind now. So shaitan continues insinuating and whispering into your heart. And what does he say? No, even that wealth also, there's no real need to give now. Somebody else can give the person. Why should you give? So even that which you don't even need, even that which was not a very good quality, that also the radi, in Arabic, jayid and radi. So you didn't spend from the good that you had, the superior quality, and you didn't even spend from the radi, the inferior quality. You hoarded that wealth. Shaitan continues. وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَىٰ. What is his plan? He wants you to become immodest, immoral. He wants you to do obscene things. He wants you to be engulfed in sins. So first he made you a miser, and now you're continuing to listen to shaitan's promptings, and you continue in this way, and shaitan now stops you from even discharging your zakat. that which was obligatory upon you. Now you start making some plans and you look for loopholes. So the zakat also now is not being discharged. When he sees you're not giving a faraid of deen, then gradually the other faraid, the other compulsory actions of sharia, perhaps then your salat, then you become lax in those things. And as you continue, then he makes you become engaged in sins and vice and evil. And the moment he sees this happening, now he makes you do haram things, immodest things, immoral things. وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَىٰ See the plan of shaitan. Started from where? Don't spend. Hoard your wealth. Keep back your wealth. وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَىٰ Other mufassirin have mentioned, and shaitan commands you with bukhl, with stinginess. Don't spend. You know what Rasulullah s.a.w. said? يَبْنَ آدَمْ أَنْفِقْ Oh man, spend. Allah will spend upon you. Allah will spend upon you. Once Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was in charge of the treasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when any poor would come, then Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was commanded, he was deputed to now see to the poor and needy and give them whatever they required. So Bilal radiallahu ta'ala began to ration. And he felt, if I give them too much, then perhaps whatever we have will become exhausted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Anfiq ya Bilal, anfiq. O Bilal, spend. Spend. وَلَا تَخْشَ مِنْ ذِي الْعَرْشِ إِقْلَالًا O Bilal, don't fear any poverty from the one who possesses the arsh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's hands are full. Allah's treasures are full. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never suffers any decrease, any deficiency. He is subhanak. He's pure. He's free from all these things. Spend. You know, one bread a person gives to a poor person. One bread. In fact, the hadith says, Luqmatul khubs, a piece of bread. Through this one, this hadith is mentioned in Hakim, is Mustadrak. One piece of bread that you give, through this, three people gain entry into paradise. Number one, Al-Amiru. Sahibul Bayt, the owner of the house. The poor man came, so he saw the needy person, so he commands, he tells his wife, tells the servant, that the poor man, see to him, and so give him that loaf of bread or piece of bread. So he commanded. So upon his command, he will be rewarded. وَزَوْجَتُهُ And his wife, الَّتِي تُصْلِحُهُ The one who prepared the bread, the one who tied this parcel of bread for the poor person, so she also gets rewarded. And the third, the servant who takes the actual bread and hands it over to the poor person. Three people just on a slice of bread. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Alhamdulillahilladhi ma nasa khadamana. Praise be to Allah who didn't even forget our servants. Praise be to Allah who didn't even forget our servants, even they getting rewarded. My brothers and elders, we talk about different calamities that has befallen the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amongst the various remedies that ulama and mashayikh have extracted from Quran and hadith, one very powerful remedy to save us from these different trials and tribulation is giving sadaqah. Giving sadaqah. There was a person by the name of Ibn Furat, very pious saint who lived centuries ago, and he was from Egypt. And at that particular time, the ruler was a tyrant ruler. And brothers, we do not have to go into explaining the oppression of a tyrant ruler, how he oppresses people, the various ways that he deploys in punishing and harming people. We can see today also with the despots in this world, the manner in which they brutally massacre not one or two or hundred thousands of people, and they do it without any pain. They do it with a smile, with happiness. Allah protect us. So Ibn Furat was summoned by this tyrant ruler. And he said, listen to me, I disliked you. And I had every evil intention against you. I actually wanted to get rid of you and usurp all your possessions, whatever you had. But each time I intended to do so, I saw a dream. And in the dream, suddenly as I'm advancing towards you, I see a piece of bread, a loaf of bread coming between me and you. What is this loaf of bread all about? So he says, listen, When I was a little child, my mother, every night she would come to me and leave a loaf of bread on my bedside. And she would teach me the importance of giving charity and sadaqah. And every morning thereafter, my mother would give this loaf of bread to the poor person. My mother had counseled me about the importance of giving some bread in the path of Allah. So when she passed on, and I grew older, I continued this practice till this very day. This is the loaf of bread that you see coming in between me and you. So this tyrant says, well, that means I will never be able to harm you. There was a person, Imam Hakim rahmatullah, in fact, he had a very rare disease, a skin disease, terrible rash on his face, and obviously did not make him look very good. And so he tried every attempt to try and remedy it, cure it, but to no avail. So he comes to the Shaykh of his time, Imam Sabuni rahmatullahi alayhi, and he says, Shaykh, supplicate for me after the Jummah Salah. So the Shaykh made an announcement regarding this Shaykh Imam Hakim rahmatullahi alayhi. He's got this sickness, and therefore we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve him from the sickness. And so people made dua. There was one particular woman amongst them who went home, and she also cried and made dua for this Imam. That night she sees a dream in which she sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells her that go and inform Imam Hakim, rahmatullahi alayh, that if he wants to be cured from this illness and this disease, that he must dig up a well that will benefit the people, they will be able to drink water. So immediately, she goes and she tells Imam Sabuni, the Imam of the Masjid, and then he sends this message to Imam Hakim, rahmatullahi alayh, that this is the dream, you have been advised that dig up a well or some dam, whatever is possible, a pond of water where people could come and drink and benefit from that well. Immediately he does so, and within a few days he's cured from this rare disease. There are so many incidents in the books of ulama and mashayikh, and historians have recorded strange incidents. A woman whose son was lost for a few days, and obviously she was very perturbed and she was very anxious and very worried about her son. And after a few days, suddenly the son returns. Mother and son embrace, they're happy, and then they talk about what had transpired. And he says that, I was taken away into the jungles. And he says, oh my mother, one very strange incident that took place is that suddenly I saw a lion charging towards me. And it left the animal that was nearby me, but it came directly towards me. But as the animal, this lion was about to attacked me, suddenly a man, dressed in white clothing, huge person. Suddenly he presents himself in front of me, he intervenes, and he chases away. He chases away this lion. And he tells this lion, a morsel for a morsel. And this lion is upset, but it goes away. The mother immediately realizes that's one morsel of food that she had given at that very particular time. A beggar had come. And when she saw, she was about to partake of that bread. And she, in fact, she had cut a slice. But the moment she heard a beggar's call, she put back that slice, she eaten that loaf of bread, and she gave this beggar. At that very moment, Allah sent His divine help, and Allah protected her son from being harmed by that lion. The rewards of sadaqah, we have mentioned quite a few already. Allah Ta'ala protects us from the fire of Jahannam. And even in this world, there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where a person was traveling and suddenly he hears a sound in the clouds that isqi hadiqata fulan, that go and irrigate the lands of a certain person. Allah commands the clouds to shower its rain onto a certain person's farm. It's very curious, strange thing, he never heard this before. So he follows this cloud and suddenly he sees it comes to a certain area and then it begins to rain. And he sees this person with his pick, his shovel, with his axe or his spade, and he begins to move the stream of water that was flowing into his farm. He goes up to him and asks him, what is your name? So he gives his name. He said, why are you asking my name? He said, no, this is what transpired. I heard your name from the clouds that go and irrigate this person's land.
So there must be something about you. What are you doing? So he says, no, whatever I harvest any produce, any crops, then 1/3 of those crops, I use it for myself and my family. 1/3, I reinvest into the ground, into the land. And 1/3 I give as charity. So 1/3, every time I harvest any produce, I give that in charity. So this was the charity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated of this person. Allah accepted. And on that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this divine help. There's another person by the name of Rabi' bin Sulaiman rahmatullahi alayhi. And we cannot go into the details of all this, these pious predecessors, the beautiful biographies. Nonetheless, he was once proceeding for Hajj. And imagine going for Hajj, the happiness, excitement, and as he's going, he suddenly observes a woman coming, and there was a dead mule. And she and her 4 daughters were cutting pieces of this carrion, this dead meat. So obviously it's not permissible to eat carrion, dead meat. So he goes to her and he explains to her that what you're doing is not correct. She says, oh my brother, 4 or 5 days have passed and we have got absolutely no food to eat. We are starving. So then immediately what does he do? He takes all the money he has. He was going for Hajj. And he gives it to this woman. And he tells his friends, listen, I'm not going to continue this journey. I'm going back home. They persuade him, just join us. Don't worry. Why are you going back home? He says, no, I'm not going to join you. Whatever I had, I gave it to this woman and her children. I could not bear see them starving. So he goes back home. And after Hajj, these people are coming back. So he goes out to meet them and welcome them as you go meet a Haji. So when he goes, the one brother is surprised. In fact, the whole caravan of people, what is wrong with you meeting us? You were with us. The one person says, I saw you in Arafah. So he doesn't say anything. Another brother comes with a bag of coins, with a note. And he says, remember right in Madina Munawwara, you gave me this bag to look after as an amana? Well, there's it back. Take it back. He's surprised. He takes the bag. He goes to sleep. He sees in the dream, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to him very happy. And he says, open this bag. There is 600 dinars for you. 600 gold coins. And there's a note. Whoever deals in a kind manner with us, he shall profit. He shall benefit. In other words, whoever deals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by looking after the poor and needy, then Allah will make sure that he gains in this world. Allah had deputed an angel to do the Hajj on his behalf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then even replaced him for all the wealth and possessions he had. And he was courteous to that woman and generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him all back in this world. So we can see again, that if you are going to be generous, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the akhirat Allah will come to your rescue. And even in this world, you will not become a poor person. Imam Waqidi rahmatullahi alayhi, a great historian. He has written a masterpiece in history. Imam Waqidi rahmatullahi alayhi gives his own account of his own story. And he says, you know, it was the days of Eid approaching, and my wife came and complained. She says that, you know, I can endure pain and suffering and poverty and hardship, but I cannot see my little children who are so all sad and forlorn. Other kids are going to wear nice clothes for Eid and have some nice food to eat, and our children have nothing. Why don't you borrow some money? Why don't you do something? So he goes to his Hashimi friend. And his Hashimi friend, he asked him that, can you give me a loan of 1,000 dinars? He said, no problem. So he sends him a purse with 1,000 dinars. So he's very happy. He takes it home. Just as he arrives home and he's giving this to his wife, suddenly another friend of his comes and complains. He says, brother, if you could please help me. I need a loan of 1,000 dinars. If you could be so kind. Immediately takes that purse and hands it over to this person. And the rest of the day he doesn't come back home. He's feeling embarrassed that how I'm going to face my wife. She gave me this complaint. I went and got this loan. And now my children are going to suffer. We've got nothing for Eid. They've got no clothing. So he didn't come home till late in the evening. When he comes home, the wife is smiling. She's not complaining. She wasn't angry. She was a good, obedient wife. She understood the problem and he was generous. But not long after that, the Hashimi friend comes back. with this purse. And he says, tell me what's the matter? Didn't I give you 1,000 dinars? He said, yes. But another friend of ours came, so I gave him this purse. The Hashimi friend says, you know what? Then I complained to that friend. I said, I need a loan. And that person also, instead of using the 1,000 dinars that I had given you, the same purse he gave back to me. The Khalifa Ma'mun al-Rashid heard about this incident. He sends another 700 dinars. And he says, each one of you three must take 200 each and 100 for the wife, because she did not complain. My brothers and elders, there are so many incidents. Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala was a blind sahabi. Rasulullah s.a.w. mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. He said, I heard the recitation, the qira'ah of Quran, of Haritha in Jannah. Either in his dream or either during Miraj. He could hear the voice of Haritha reciting Quran in Jannah. And what was it? He told the sahaba, كَذَلِكُمُ الْبِرِّ. Because Haritha was very obedient to his mother. Very kind to his mother. On that, this was the reward that Rasulullah hears his recitation in Jannah. The same Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu anhu, as he grows older, he becomes blind. He's unable to see. Despite this condition of his, he's unable to see, he's blind. But look at his generosity, look at his broad-hearted, the heart that he had, the large heart he had, that he used to have a basket of dates next to him, and he had a thread tied round his finger to the door handle. Whenever any miskeen, any poor person would knock on the door and they would say, I'm a poor person, I need some help, he would take some dates, use his thread to go to the door, and he would give the miskeen. People in this household told him, you don't have to exert yourself, why are you doing all this? He said, I heard the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning the hadith, munawalatul miskeen taqi masari'a su, that if you give a miskeen, a poor person, you give him some charity, Allah will protect you from evil calamities. Allah will protect you. My brothers and sisters, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah created the world, when Allah created earth, then earth began to shake. Allah created the huge mountains as pegs to stabilize the earth. And it's mentioned in the Quran also that these mountains that Allah has created, they are as pegs to keep the earth stable. The angels were astonished at such a mighty creation like mountains. Oh Allah, is there anything stronger than these mountains? Allah said, yes, I've created lead, steel. Steel is even more powerful. So they said, even more than that, is there anything more powerful than iron? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes, fire. Fire burns the iron. So they were amazed. And even anything more power, ashad than fire and nar? Allah said, yes, water extinguishes fire. Anything more powerful than water that extinguishes fire? Allah says, yes. He said, what is it, O Allah? He said, Ibn Adam, man. Why? Because man gives with his right hand and his left hand does not even know. Man gives charity with such sincerity. He gives with his right hand. This is the left hand does not even know. And this is amongst the people on the day of Qiyamah who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person who gave so generously with such sincerity that when his right hand gave, his left hand did not even know. My brothers and sisters, wallah, I have so much more to discuss. Time is exhausted. Let us try and make some efforts and with sincerity, with ikhlas, try and help those poor and needy. There are many, many living around us who may not stretch their hands. There are many widows. There are many people, there are orphans. Even in our country, there are so many towns. In the afternoon, while our kids have enough, plenty to eat in the breakfast, even at school, and even after school, and in the evening, wallah, I have seen kids who don't even have butter bread to eat. That's a meal for the day. Meal for the day. My brothers, let us become more generous with sincerity. If we are unable to give any poor person, the person stretches his hand, in a kind way, قَوْلٌ ma'roof. Allah says, with a kind way, gently send him off, but don't chase him away. Use some kind words, I will give you later, I don't have anything. Don't rebuke him, don't scold him. And whenever we give, don't remind the person of the favor you have done to him. Don't boast to him, I did this for you. Remember last time when you were in problem, I gave this to you, I gave that to you. May Allah give me tawfiq and hidayat, and all of us to make amal, just as ending light hearted note that I read one person, one scholar, Arab scholar had mentioned. He says they had a professor who was very poor. Now, all professors are not rich. Sometimes we think he's a doctor, professor. But many of them are so generous that themselves they don't even have anything. So this professor was old, elderly, teacher, professor. So the students would give him sometimes something. But as long as the thing, the item they gave him, it lasted by him, he was very good to them. And they were in his good books. If somebody gave him a cake, as long as he had the cake, then he was very good with that particular student, and that student would be in his good books. So this one student thought to himself, I need to give something that will be long-lasting. So he buys him a 5 kg bag of salt, and he gives this to the professor. And then he says, after that, I was always in his good books. My brothers and elders, I'm not asking you to give anybody some salt or give the professors or any alim or any scholar. Let us be generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the person. On the day of Qiyamah, you will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the sadaqah that you gave. May Allah give me tawfiqi, all of us tawfiqi, to make amal wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillah.